All right, guys. So today on the channel, I am reacting to Jake Paul's new $40 million 6,000 acre acreage somewhere in Georgia. I'm going to be assessing the property using the Preparedness Property Resilience Rating Scale that I devised, and we're going to try to quantify how resilient this property is going to be after disaster strikes. Because there's a lot of things about this property that has me really envious as a prepper. Let's check it out.
Listen, people, you might be wondering, what do I spend my millions of dollars with from beating people's asses? Well, this is my $6,000.
Surprisingly, I've actually taken a liking to Jake Paul, believe it or not. I know some of you might be cringing, but a lot of celebrities, they'll buy these places in Hollywood. I think even his brother, he bought a place in Puerto Rico. And they tend to be these vain, vapid, very grandiose mansions. And they're a small property. I gotta appreciate what Jake's trying to do here. If I had the money that he had, I'd probably be doing something similar. So say what you want about Jake's personality and his marketing strategy. I gotta hand it to him. This is probably what I would do with the money.
6,000 acre, $40 million ranch.
Welcome to Paul Reserve.
We're filming the intro of the video and he just crashed the drone right into the tree.
I've honestly broken like 15 of these drones, bro.
He's got some nice trees
there. We have wake surfing, jet skis, the best hunting in America, the world's biggest eight.
I don't think people really appreciate how big 6,000 acres is. Most people's homes is on 1/10 of an acre. If you own a home inside the city, I have 160 acres. And I tell you, that's a massive amount of property. 6,000 acres. I can't even wrap my head around how much land that is. It's going to take him years to explore all aspects of this if he ever does.
Biggest ATV track. There's going to be a freaking airstrip, people. There's over $5 million of vehicles here. We literally light Lamborghinis on fire and drift them around here.
Okay, I probably wouldn't do that dumb shit. But hey, you know, if it floats your boat, we're going to talk about whether or not, though, this property is strategically located. Now, I don't know much about this region. It looks like it's fairly sparsely populated. What is this? Is this a solar farm? Wow, there's a solar power farm not too far from him. This is where it's located, all right? I believe it's called the Southland Ranch. This is a picture of the property. So this is approximately 6,000 acres. A lot of land, as you know, as a prepper, is a lot of land to defend. However, you can kind of create a buffer zone around it, a castle keep of sorts. He could very well really have a tight control around a certain portion of the property, like right in the center. He has a few neighbors. He has this massive solar farm. So you know the government is going to be all over this place when shit hits the fan. Now, it looks like there is a city to the north of him called Bainbridge. And not too far southeast is Tallahassee, which is a city approximately 300 to 400,000 people. A fairly sizable city within about a 15, 20 minute drive. That's not really good, especially seeing as people know who he is. Now, look, if you're Jake Paul, this is a recreational investment property. This is probably not his off-grid doomsday retreat, not by a long shot. But for the sake of this channel, that's the lens through which we're trying to assess this property. Let's let him keep going here.
I built this place for me, my friends, business partners, and for you guys to all experience. And I want you guys to go on the journey with me.
Anytime an influencer says, come with me, it basically means you watch me while I make money and enjoy my life and you can vicariously live through it, I suppose. Is there value in that for some people?
This is my ranch gym here at Paul Reserve where I train at while I'm on the property. And this is going to be the best barn gym when it's done. It's rustic. It's got that old school look. There's a ring in the back
like
where
it.
I'm sparring all of the time.
Very Rocky-esque. It's rugged. And there's that whole thing, you know, you can't stay hungry while sleeping in silk sheets. So I like that he's trying to keep the rustic motif going on.
And actually, if you look right now, my next opponent is coming out of the gym. Yeah, fuck you, dude. And here is one of the many lakes on the property, a 20-acre lake.
Okay, that's huge. A 20-acre lake, and if it's deep, I don't know if that was dug. I know they're pretty close to sea level there, which could be a problem if we're talking about SHTF. There's a lot of fresh water. That is awesome. There is no shortage of water on a property with 6,000 acres, and he's talking about multiple lakes.
Pretty also has 4 miles of water frontage on Lake Seminole. So any water sports we want to do, jets.
Okay, so he said he's on a lake, Lake Seminole, and that means that other people have access to this lake. So he has some interior private lakes. I presume that's this one right here. But then he also has the property kind of right on the shoreline here of this Lake Seminole. If people know that Jake Paul lives there, you can bet that people are going to take their boats, take their jet skis, and they're going to be rubbernecking around here. And so that's part of the problem with lakes. If you don't control the whole lake, then other people legally have the right to be on that lake. I'm not sure how waterways work in the United States, but here in Canada, if there's a river that goes through your property or you don't own the body of water, that's where things get a little murky, no pun intended. So he could potentially have a lot of transients passing through and there's nothing he can do about it. Presuming that this river is flowing southward, this body of water is passing through many, many cities and industrial areas. So you're going to need some really heavy duty water purification because this is all going to be flowing down into the Gulf of America.
This is one of the longest driveways in America.
Is it? Okay.
3 mile driveway from the front entrance all the way up to the main houses.
The good thing about that is from a security point of view, there can be multiple choke points and you can really funnel people, especially if you put fences along the side. There's some hills, there's some good topography in the region.
You should see how fast you hit in the driveway in a Lamborghini.
That's a nice paved driveway. That must have cost a pretty penny in itself. I'm jealous.
Driveway in a Lamborghini, right?
Run it.
Let's go.
What the hell kind of vehicle is that? It looks like some kind of old school, like military vehicle chassis that has been modified for like a safari vehicle or something.
This right here is the shooting range. This will be the best private.
That's pretty kick-ass. I mean, this is a prepper's dream right here.
Private shooting range in America, tactical, large.
And it's a big shooting range, too.
Inventory is of guns. Anything you want to shoot, it will be happening here. Skeet shooting, tactical pistol positions, 300-yard range. We have it all here at Paul Reserve.
300 yards.
I saw a lot of comments when it first was released. Like this guy.
Let's see if we can find on the property where the gun range is. You ain't even hearing those shots, probably. We did a test once, and we determined that beyond about a mile in average conditions, maybe 2 miles, you really can't hear gunshots. So let's just see if we can find this gun range here. Well, I can't find the gun range on Google Maps. I presume that it maybe wasn't built yet. It looks pretty new, but it's hard to say.
I saw a lot of comments when it first was released. Like, this guy just spent $40 million on a bunch of trees and dirt. What's your plans for the property?
Yeah, there's one.
I seen some of those comments saying that this guy got scammed. I don't know much about the price of real estate in that region, but this looks like some real high quality land. I mean, you could see the trees. I'm sure there's lots of resources on this property that are of high value. I think there's some value in this.
Trillion tons of dirt on the property. I could sell it for more than $40 million, all this dirt on this property. It's special.
Okay, so there's high value dirt maybe in that region. I'm not sure what's so special about it, but I see he's got a lot of big machines. This is something you don't see a lot of celebrities do with their money. They got all these Lamborghinis. I'm just thinking to myself, where's your tractor? Where's your skid steer? Where's your excavator? I mean, you should be having these big equipment. For these guys, it's chump change. Kudos to him for actually doing that.
It's orange. Just ask Richard.
Yeah, it's the best dirt I've ever seen. I've been working dirt for 15 years.
We also built the world's biggest razor track on the property.
I'm not into this kind of stuff, but I mean, if you were, that would be a paradise for that sort of activity.
Me, like, why Georgia? What were the thoughts behind that? There were a couple of things that I needed to be able to do on this dream investment property of mine, and that is be on a lake where you could wake surf, jet skis, go crazy. I also want to build an airstrip, so it needed to have flat land to be able to land.
The airstrip, that's cool. This might make it a place of interest for the government. Post SHTF, they might have to land fighter jets on here or something. So you make yourself a bit of a target when you literally have a property that can be seen from space. But it's a cool idea, because if they ever needed to evacuate quickly, they don't have to go to an airport. They have their own airstrip.
And also to build a racetrack. A lot of properties in certain parts like Tennessee, all these things have too many valleys and there's not enough flat land. And then I didn't want it to ever get cold.
Let's see what the plant hardiness zone is where Jake Paul's at. Yeah, so he's in a plant hardiness zone 9A. I mean, you can grow anything. If there ever was a grid down situation, people are going to be moving southward towards these warmer, more tropical, temperate sort of regions. So that could be a potential security issue.
That's 6 months of winter. I want to be able to come to this property all year round and have good weather. We will be having cows. We will be having, just imagine giraffes right there. It's going to look like Jurassic Park.
Bro, do rich people just get bored?
Oh, yeah, I'm super bored. Hold up.
Jesus Christ.
It is a problem. Rich people do get bored, and most of them go and do a bunch of freaky shit. Right, so this is why him channeling that energy into something like this, I can't think of a better thing to do with $40 million, if I'm being honest, besides, you know, donating it to some charity or something.
Jesus Christ.
Did you hit anything?
Oh, it was a snake.
Somebody's getting injured on this property. That's the one downside to living in these warmer, near tropical climates, is that you have to deal with poisonous animals. Alligators, I can go in the water, I can go swim in any body of water up here. I don't have to worry about getting my ankles bitten off. That's one thing they gotta pay attention to down south. We don't have those kind of hazards here.
This property has some of the best hunting in America. We have dog kennels here for our hunting dogs who go and fetch the birds when we go dove or quail hunting. The deer here on Paul Reserve have some of the best genetics in Georgia.
We are going here.
In terms of the diversity of wild big game, Canada definitely has it beat. He does have a lot of waterfowl. He has a lot of big fish on the property. You could definitely sustain a fairly sizable community just on hunting alone.
We're hunting. We're doing a little test shot before we get up in the tree stand. We're going to try and drop one of the bucks that has bad genetics. You want to grow the biggest deer here. This is called a little bit of conservation and growing the best genetics. So hopefully we see them out there today. Right now, test shot.
Oh. I have a feeling that guy who's with him is the one who's kind of teaching him stuff.
Reserve the best in the world. We have deer, gators, hogs, you name it, it's here on the property right now.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, we're bow hunting deer.
I know that there's those things on the property, but the best hunting in the world, I don't think so.
Deer. But the other night we were out hunting hogs with thermal night vision.
We have to drop the hogs.
That's fun. I wish we could do that here. They may have to bring it in because these invasive hog species are becoming a problem here. I know they're a big problem there.
They are an invasive species. They kill billions of dollars worth of crops every year throughout the United States. And a few weeks ago, we went gator hunting where I killed the gator, but then turned it into my fight shorts for my last fight.
I like bow hunting the deer because it's more fair.
Did he just shoot a gator with a gun into the water? That's how you hunt them? I know nothing about alligators. That's completely foreign to me up here.
And you have to be more stealth and quiet. So it's a more fair art form to kill the deer with bows instead of guns.
All right, today...
respectable.
We weren't successful, but when we are, we have a deer cooler and gutting station on the property. So when you kill the deer, you gut it and put it into the cooler to preserve the meat. Everything we kill on Paul Reserve, we eat or donate it. Nothing goes to waste.
This here is the horse area. We don't have horses yet, but we can maybe edit them in so people can get a feel for it. There's millions of...
a property like this, guys, this would be so much work. You would need a crew of probably a half a dozen people to maintain a property like this, especially if you had animals on it. I'm probably lowballing that number. Realistically, if you wanted to have a business here, you would probably need dozens of people. That's just to groundskeep, to maintain the farm, to maintain the animals. This is a huge undertaking.
Tens of dollars worth of farm equipment. There's dump trucks, John Deere's. That's the horse barn down there.
Yes.
Hey, buddy!
So he said he has $3 million worth of farm equipment. That is good. That's what I'd be spending my money on if I had it, would be things that run on diesel.
So pretty.
How much of this property have you not seen yourself?
Well, I haven't seen this room. Oh, wow. I actually haven't seen this. I didn't even know this was here.
Bro, this is where you've been having me sleep.
I still actually probably haven't seen about one-fifth of the property, just all the fields in the middle of the property and, like, sort of on the outskirts. The old property manager said it would take 5 years to learn this entire property.
I would agree to that. 5 years. Honestly, I haven't discovered all the nooks and crannies on my property, and it's only 160 acres, and I've been there for 2 years. Now, I've been busy doing a lot of other stuff. For a property that's that diverse in the terrain and topography, it would take you probably a lifetime to really get familiar with everything.
These are some of the best trees in the world. This actually used to be a research facility.
He's being quite hyperbolic in his statements. Best hunting in the world, best trees in the world. Nothing beats the trees on the West Coast. He's right in that there's probably a lot of hardwoods, a lot of softwoods. These trees would be useful for dimensional lumber or if you wanted to actually make furniture. Some of those hardwoods are very expensive and you can only grow them in this particular region. But the trees don't look that big. Nothing like you would get towards the West.
For international papers, where they would grow the best trees possible and do all the scientific DNA research on how to grow the best loblolly pines and longleaf pines. So you see a lot of these trees here, and they're used for creating timber.
There is some what looks like old growth there, for sure.
This place is at the bottom of the Appalachian Mountains, so this is like the end of the Appalachian Mountains, which is why you see all these rolling hills here.
That is the perfect place you want to be. You don't want to be in the mountains, contrary to popular belief. It's a tough existence. Somewhere in the foothills is ideal because then you get the best of like the grasslands and those mountain biomes, and they come together and you have that hybrid zone. That's where you want to be.
Here, which are absolutely exhausting. We did a camp here, and working out here and jogging this driveway is actually torture, but having a camp out here in
One thing I gotta say, people don't appreciate the amount of footage that was compiled for this. It must have taken a long time. Now, I'm not trying to glaze this guy too much, but there was a lot of work put into this video. As a person who makes videos, I can appreciate that.
It was actually like really refreshing and a different switch up from doing all the camps that we've done.
Like every second is a different shot. It's a drone shot. It's like, you know.
It's like 100 degrees today, man. I'm dying. But it does actually get cold in like November, December, January. It's like the perfect temperature here.
All right, we're finally to the end of the 3 mile driveway. This is where the houses are, the shop, and some other various buildings that hold a lot more of the equipment and supplies to run this property. Right here, we're going to be building a giant barndominium with an amazing gym, a new shop, a place to park the vehicles, pickleball courts, a chill area, cigar lounge, all of these beautiful things going inside of it.
We have our own fueling station over there, so we have diesel, 87 unleaded, and 91. All the vehicles here are constantly needing gas, etc. The boats, all these things, so we have our own gas station over there.
And then here, you'll see the house that I gave to my dad. That's where he stays when he's on property. For me, this place is all about family, raising my kids here, giving them the ability to be in nature and do all the fun things I got to do growing up.
Then we have some houses over here.
How many houses are on the property?
I think it's four. Like I said, this is an investment property, so I'm building an incredible house here. I think at some point for sure I'll be able to sell this property for $100 million once I put more effort and all these things into it to make it a more luxurious place. Because right now...
By the time he does that, the price of the American dollar will have halved, so he's probably right.
It's
pretty bare bones, a little old. Things need to be upgraded. This property is on Lake Seminole, which is 38,000 acres. It's a giant lake that comes from the Flint River and the Chattahoochee River. That's where we wake surf, jet skis, all this stuff. And the home I'm going to build over there has a beautiful lake view that overlooks Lake Seminole.
We've been going all day here.
I think this type of property will be sought after in the future. I think that he is making a very smart investment here. One thing about Jake, he's a good businessman, like him or not.
To your left, you will see the main lodge where we have like 9 bedrooms. This is a beautiful sort of old style family home.
Welcome to the main lodge. We'll run through this fast. Oh my God, look at how big that spider is.
What the fuck, bro?
That's a giant spider.
We're doing some renovations, opening up the walls. I'm all about feng shui and energy.
Feng shui?
You're kidding me? You punch people in the head for a living.
No, I don't, bro. I'm a creative artist. Creative artist, entrepreneur, bro. And here you will see the beautiful lake. Play some magical music.
Look, it's a pretty nice property, but for a prepping property, it's got to be more in the interior. This is too close to the Gulf of Mexico for me. This is too east for me. I think you're better off if you're going to make a huge investment like this in the more sparsely populated regions of either the Midwest, and you can get kind of lower in the Colorado region where it's going to be a little bit warmer. Yeah, typically there's always that trade-off, right? If you want warm weather year-round, you have to expect there's going to be more stuff going on around it. And of course, the exotic poison animals descended from the dinosaurs that will most certainly kill you.
Whose dog is that? So this is the old map. As you can see here, there's a lot of trees over here, and you'll just see, like, if you're looking.
Man, I hope he's got good security, because they're going to be coming around here. I don't know if this is wise.
This is the Flint River that turns into the Lake Seminole. So this is like the water view that's on the property. We have a pond here and another duck pond up here and another pond over here somewhere. A lot of people ask me about like what happened to the blue Lamborghini. The thing hasn't gone anywhere. Just
bro,
put a little wrap on it.
Did he just extinguish a cigarette on his Lamborghini?
Yeah, come check out the house.
This guy's a boxer and he's smoking cigarettes?
Are you kidding me? He's a professional boxer.
You gotta control this guy's smoking cigarettes, bro.
What? Are you smoking a cigarette?
The pantry is just like turned into a gun closet. Here we have a Genesis arm.
That's a pretty pathetic gun room. I'm sure he's going to step his game up in his new house. I don't doubt that there's going to be a few bunkers on this property.
Automatic shotgun, 12 gauge. Here we have a Schmorgendorgen Belugan dog with the suppressor.
Did you melt it?
Yeah, it got melted on John's razor. He stuck the tip in the plastic, so that's broken. We're also announcing that we're creating a Paul Family Ranch channel, so you guys can watch the rest of the tour on the Paul Family Ranch channel. So for the rest of the tour and to see all of the toys we have down at the lake and the rest of everything that's going on here, you guys can subscribe.
He's doing the demolition ranch channel.
Go support it.
Off the ranch.
Videos there.
Bro, what the
fuck? It's a little close, guys.
It's just madness here 24/7.
If you don't subscribe, you're gonna fucking blow up.
Let's check out part
Welcome
2.
Welcome to the Paul Family Ranch channel. We're here at the 20-acre lake. All the toys are out. We still have more of the tour to go if you guys came here from the other channel, but we brought all the toys out here today. This, I think, is the coolest part of the whole entire property. All the toys, all the farm equipment, all the things that come with this property.
Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. I don't understand how you can have a garage full of Bugattis and not have a freaking excavator. You gotta have an excavator. You gotta have that front loader. You gotta have that dump truck, that bobcat, that tractor, all these quads, ATVs, side-by-sides, boats. I mean, why wouldn't you have all this stuff? It just seems like a no-brainer. I mean, for these guys, this is chump change. Why wouldn't you do that?
Maintain it. And I think we're going to go a little fast in the lake today. On this property, we built officially the world's biggest razor track. It's over 2 miles long of jumps, whoops. It's carved in and out of the woods. And just the view from
I hope he has a hospital. because I have a feeling people are going to get injured on this property.
Just look at how beautiful this is. It swings down in front of the lake to get this beautiful lake view. Definitely have to be careful on this turn.
You think?
Look at that. I mean, this is the American dream.
This is the Nautique Paragon 25, the greatest wake surf boat ever invented. I went all blue, customized this shit. My first Lambo was blue. A lot of my first cars.
Must be a pretty deep lake if he's got a boat like that.
This is blue balls.
What is this? You already got a little damage on it? Are you kidding me?
We've been going crazy. 300 horsepower jet skis, jet stream boats.
I heard these little jet stream boats that you can't flip them.
Oh, these jet stream boats are indestructible. This is my new Bobcat.
$106,000 for this?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's basically like a Porsche. Gangster. Farm equipment, bulldozers, tractors, excavators, planters, YZ250F. We got the Jurassic Park.
This might be my favorite thing here, bro.
Same. This thing is a f***ing beast, bro. Shout out to Jurassic Park.
This was actually in Jurassic Park. I don't think you told him that.
Oh, yeah, it was. No, this was in the movie. Honestly, I think this is my favorite one. This thing is f***ing mint. The most badass, the Polaris Outlaw. It's what we use.
I'm surprised he only has one riding lawnmower for that entire property. I'm sure he's got
for like getting it around the property. These are like 4K each.
Got a little custom W one over there?
Yes, sir. Shout out to Off-Road Power Sports in Pigeon, Georgia. They hooked this one up. Got me the custom W one. Got the Yamaha YFZ450R.
I know what you're thinking. Why do you have a giant peanut field? We're generating revenues, people! Get the fucking bag! Haven't you learned anything?
So you're telling me right now if I pull on that...
He's growing peanuts.
Well, if you pull on something and that might come up, I'll tell you that much.
Guys, come on, keep it PG. It's a family channel.
Not a single peanut. You ain't about to make a damn buck. Oh, shit!
They're underground, dummy.
See, my mind can't comprehend growing peanuts.
So these are going to be ripe and...
So that's your protein source right there. If we just try to assess this property, it scores very high for water. I'm sure there's wells on the property as well. It scores very high in terms of your ability to produce food, your ability to get wild game. I would say it gets a perfect score for that. For defensibility and security, it's going to score low for a variety of reasons. For one, it is near that massive solar farm that the government is going to want to have access to if it hits the fan. It is also not far enough from a lot of major urban centers. He's also a very well-known public figure. And because he's completely doxed himself, this is a big, big no-no. The problem with a property that's this big is you can just be attacked from so many different places. You can be raided from the lake, Lake Seminole. You can be burned out. People could light your forest on fire. I mean, there's so many potential things that could happen here. It's impossible to defend unless you have a massive army to defend this amount of land. In terms of the population density, it's kind of not so bad, but it's not that great either. It's fairly close to Tallahassee. He does have some other neighbors with comparable size farms. I have a sneaking suspicion that when it hits the fan, people are going to know Jake Paul lives there. He has a lot of stuff, and you're going to get a bunch of ex-military guys raiding this place if the government is not going to raid it itself. Because if he has all this good land, that's something that the local municipalities are going to claim eminent domain, and they're going to come and seize it and seize all his farm equipment and all that stuff. He shouldn't have disclosed where this was. Not that people wouldn't have inevitably found out. It's not remote enough for it to score high on remoteness and proximity. In terms of shelter and buildings, there's plenty of amenities on the property. There's no shortage of that. He's going to have his own airstrip, so transportation and accessibility is not a problem. He's going to score very high for the land size category. I have no doubt that he's going to have some sort of renewable energy supply on the property. In terms of proximity to military bases, you know, it's actually... I don't think this would be a nuclear target. There's not many big military bases around the region, so he's probably okay in that respect. I'm not really a fan of a lot of the Jake Paul antics and shenanigans, but as far as celebrities go, this is getting there. You know, it's moving in the right direction. It's not the cookie cutter vanity. It's the country boy vanity, I suppose. Let me know what you guys think of Jake Paul's property in the comment section below. I'm going to run this through our algorithm, and we're going to give you the preparedness property rating scale for this particular property, and I'm going to post that on the screen now. If you want to watch more videos like this, check out the links in the comment section below. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.